Welcome to ColiCast number 39, a science podcast about structure of living things. My name is Narita, and I'll be your host. Have you ever heard of cytoplasm or mitochondrion? Well, in this broadcast, we'll tell you all about them. You'll hear segments about animal cells, plant cells, from cells to organisms, and the six kingdoms. Now here's Grant to talk about animal cells.
Thank you, Narita. Hi, this is Grant. I am here to tell you about the different parts of an animal cell. There are five different parts to an animal cell. A nucleus controls what happens in the cell. It's kind of like your brain. Say your brain tells your arm to move. What happens? It moves. That is what a nucleus does. Next, I will tell you about the cytoplasm. Doesn't it sound cool, like chemistry? Cytoplasm is the gel-like material that holds everything together. It's kind of like styrofoam peanuts, because it holds everything together, so it can't break. Now I will tell you about the vacuole. The vacuole stores food, water, and waste. It's kind of like a box, because boxes store stuff. The next thing I will tell you about is the mitochondrion. The mitochondrion breaks down food and turns it into energy. It's kind of like a power plant. The final thing that I will tell you about is the cell membrane. The cell membrane is a thin outer layer around the outside of a cell. It also lets things in and out of the cell. The cell membrane is like a fence. Now here's Caesar on plant cells.
Hi, my name is Caesar. Did you ever wonder what is in a plant cell? Well, I'm going to tell you what some things do in a plant cell. Did you know that plant cells have the same parts as an animal plus two additional parts? Those two parts are the chloroplast and the cell wall. The chloroplast turns energy from sunlight into food, aka the food factory. The cell wall is a hard outer layer that protects the cell and provides support, aka the wall. The vacuole has a slightly different job than in an animal cell. The vacuole in a plant cell stores water and gives shape to the cell, aka the shapekeeper. Here's an example. When a plant wilts, it means the vacuole has no water. When the plant stands up, it means the vacuole has plenty of water in it. Now here's Michael to tell you all about cells to organisms.
Do you want to know how cells make organisms? If you do, stay tuned. Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm going to tell you how cells become organisms. How are living things organized? Well, an individual living thing is called an organism. An organism carries out simple life processes, things like growth, response, and nutrition. There are two kinds of organisms, one-celled and many-celled. We call them unicellular and multicellular. How do cells work together? Well, a group of cells that do the same job is called a tissue, like nerve tissue and blood tissue. Different tissues working together form an organ. Organs are things like your heart and your brain. A group of organs working together form an organ system, like the skeletal system. Well, that's all for today, and now here's Jake with the six kingdoms.
Did you know that scientists classify all living things? Hi, this is Jake, and I'm going to tell you about the six kingdoms. A kingdom is the broadest group into which all living things are classified. The six different kingdoms are animal, plant, fungus, protist, ancient, bacteria, and true bacteria. The first kingdom I'm going to tell you about is the animal kingdom. All animals are many-celled and get energy from eating other living things. For example, we are animals. The plant kingdom are many-celled and can produce their own food. The fungus kingdom is one or many-celled and can absorb dead organisms around them and cannot make their own food. For example, mushrooms and mold. The next group is bacteria. They are one-celled and don't have a nucleus. There are two bacteria, ancient and true. The true bacteria can give diseases, and the ancient is found in hot springs. The final kingdom is the protist. They don't fit into any other groups. They can be one or many-celled. Some can also produce their own food and can also absorb dead organisms around them. Here's Nareda.
Thank you, Jake. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast about structure of living things. See you next time on ColiCast number 40.